When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
NYYST. This is New York. Yankee sports talk, yep. Swinging for the fences, knock it out the park. This is New York, Yankee sports talk. Woo. Christian and Chris, of course, SGR. This is New York, Yankee sports talk. Call me New York, Yankee sports talk. Record rain or shine, grab your shades and umbrellas. NYYST, you're hanging with the fellas.
Welcome back. This is episode 440 of the NYYST podcast. We're live here on NYY Underground. I am your host, Christian, and I'm joined by my co-host, Sem.
Hi.
I'm going to throw you off the show. I really am.
Just here to trigger you.
I'm already triggered, and we're on trade watch here on this Thursday evening here. A lot of moving and shaking. Could Kyle Tucker become a Yankee? Could Cody Bellinger become a Yankee? We have to keep clicking refresh here, as there's a lot of moving parts here. As Juan Soto is officially a New York Met, he was paraded around today in Queens. The Yankees have signed Max Fried, so Plan B is underway. We just got to see what the rest of Plan B looks like. And we're going to get into everything here, but if you're in the chat here live tonight on NYY Underground, please like this video, subscribe to NYY Underground. We are now officially over 40,000 subscribers. We did it. What an amazing accomplishment. I'm so proud to be part of this community. You guys are awesome. So now the push to 50K begins. So let's get that rolling here. Also, if you're listening to us Friday morning on your favorite podcast platform, please, leave us a 5-star rating and review and subscribe to the NYYST podcast and tell everybody we are the official podcast of the New York, the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. Okay, I'll say that 500 more times and still never get it correct. But I don't know if you know this, how often you have listened to the show. You've been now, you're the official new co-host for the second week, but you should know this. We have only officially banned the name of one player in the history of the show. Do you know the player's name?
I do not.
Well, his name is and also an S name, and his last name is a color. Can you figure it out now?
No. S. Okay. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So his name was officially banned from the show, but over the years we have it has come out. But now today, after we talk through this, Juan Soto's name will be officially banned from the NYYST podcast because I am done talking about Juan Soto. The next time I will lift the ban when we have to cover the Mets series in May. But as far as anything else that needs to be said about him, we are going to just say it all tonight, and that's it. I don't know how you feel. Yeah, I was laying in bed on Sunday when the news broke. I felt like I got punched in the stomach when I heard it, and then we signed Max Fried the next day, and I'm over it now. He's a Met. There's absolutely nothing we can do about it. There's no sense in sitting here dwelling on it. It is what it is, man. Does it suck that we lost Juan Soto? Yeah, it sucks that we lost Juan Soto. Does it suck that he's a Met? Yeah, it sucks that we lost him to the Mets. But, you know, as Brian Cashman said, no retreat, no surrender. The Yankees can build a championship caliber team in other ways. They have already begun doing that by bringing in Max Fried, 8 years, $218 million. So, yeah, I'm excited to see where the rest of this offseason unfolds here.
Yeah, I mean, you texted me. I was laying on my couch. I was prepping for a medical procedure the next day. I didn't really care. I mean, like, listen, I didn't want Juan Soto in the beginning. He grew on me. Obviously, I liked having him here. He obviously elevated Judge. He did good things for us. Helped us get to the World Series. But it didn't hit me like when I read the Arson Judge text. Tweet, that was like when I like felt sick to my stomach. It didn't happen to me with Soto, especially when I saw the number. It kind of like makes it feel better to know like what they signed him for. Then when you hear that Cashman was holding out, he didn't want to get Willie Adames or whatever go after him because he wanted to see what his spending was going to be for the year and all that, and it makes you feel like, okay, maybe I wasn't wrong when I was thinking if they signed Juan Soto, they wouldn't have enough money. It's just, you know, it sucks. Maybe we dodged a bullet. I mean, we'll find out over the next 15 years. It's a long time to him to be a Met. So, but on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, I mean, look, I didn't believe people when they said that the Yankees could be better off without Juan Soto, but if they ever did swing this trade for Kyle Tucker, I believe the Yankees will be a better team without Juan Soto because, look, nobody's Juan Soto, okay? That's just a fact. But Kyle Tucker, as an all-around baseball player, is better than Juan Soto. This is not sour grapes, so he's a Met now. Or you guys are just talking shit because you don't know. Kyle Tucker runs the bases really well. Kyle Tucker is an elite defensive baseball player. Juan Soto is not efficient, I guess is the best possible way to say it, in those areas. Now, as a hitter, yeah, Juan Soto, I don't want to say he's on a different planet, but he's on a different level than Kyle Tucker. But Kyle Tucker comes in here to be... I don't know. I guess if Kyle Tucker did come in here, he'd probably be the three hitter. I guess you'd probably move Judge back to two. I don't know, unless the Yankees did like the way that the lineup was constructed with a lefty hitting in front of Judge. But still, man, I mean, that's the dream right now. That's the way you get over Juan Soto. You go out there and you get Kyle Tucker. Cody Bellinger, like I said, is a nice baseball player. He won an MVP like 5 years ago, so... I'm not expecting him to be at that level. He's still young. There still could be a lot of upside there. But, you know, what he is he's very athletic. He can play center field. And most importantly, Cody Bellinger plays first base. Yankees need a first baseman. I mean, we can't go another season with the absolute slop that the Yankees had out at first base in 2024. It's actually a miracle. It really is. If you really sit there and look at the way that the 2024 season broke down, that the New York Yankees took a team to the World Series with Ben Rice and DJ LeMahieu and Anthony Rizzo, and for the first time ever in the postseason, John Birdie playing first base, it's astonishing. I mean, you actually have to give that team a lot of credit for getting to the World Series with that lineup at first base. They didn't have a first baseman hit a home run since July 31st. You know that's not going to be the case if Cody Bellinger comes here. Yeah. That swing is tailor-made for Yankee Stadium. I just don't hope he doesn't get too pull happy, but you know, we'll wait and see. I don't know, man. I kind of just want to move past all the Soto shit, so we'll get it over with in the beginning of the show here, because you know it happened Sunday night. We're now sitting here Thursday. I made plenty of videos about it, made plenty of tweets about it. I don't know what there is really left to say here, other than I kind of have to say it on the show. You know, I don't understand Yankee fans that now want to shit on the guy and say that he's really not that good.
He did what, listen, people need to grow up. He did what me and you would do. Listen, if my job told me today that they're going to give me X amount of dollars and another place said, oh, we're going to give you significantly more than that, I'm leaving. Anybody does that, especially the extra money that they tack on. Then you're reading the stuff. He wins an MVP. It's $500,000. There'll be subsequent another $1 million. There's so much money that he can make.
In the same league as Shohei Ohtani.
You know, it's like, how do you blame somebody for taking that? I'm not mad that he went there. You know, if he wants to look like a macaroni and cheese box, that's his prerogative. But I can't blame somebody for going after money. It's not a respectable thing to do. So it's not like he went there because he wanted to bang Steve Cohen's wife and get closer to her. He wanted money.
How do you know that wasn't a sweetener in the deal, though?
It might have been. They're all about family. I listened to the thing today. Steve Cohen thanked everybody but Juan Soto. I think I was laughing my ass off. He wanted to thank his son. Then he wanted to thank his 92-year-old father-in-law because they flew him all the way in for the first meeting. And I guess Alex is his wife. I got to thank Alex because now people see what she really does for the team, and I don't really know what she does for the team.
What she really does for the team, okay? You're the one that said it.
So you're right. Maybe it was. Sloppy Toppy 9000 got number 22 over there.
Ooh.
That's it.
Look, here's the fact of the matter. You know, for Yankee fans that now want to just treat the guy like he was a piece of garbage here, you guys got to chill out, man. I mean, yeah, like I said, we all know what his deficiencies in his game were, but the way he elevated this team last year and the way that he really elevated Aaron Judge, Aaron Judge is a three-time MVP. And yeah, I know what I said there. He's a three-time MVP. And his best season was with Juan Soto. That's not a coincidence. Just like Juan Soto's best season is with Aaron Judge, that's also not a coincidence either, right? That was the biggest reasoning for wanting the guy to stay here, is to keeping those guys together for throughout the entirety of Judge's prime. Juan Soto is Juan Soto, man. You can say that he's overrated. I think you're foolish, and I think that you're just saying that because it's sour grapes, and it makes us look bad as a fan base, okay? I don't think he's overrated. I think he's 26 years old. He's a generational hitter, and he hit free agency at the perfect time where he had the two New York teams that desperately wanted him, and he got the bag. Nobody can sit here and rip the guy for wanting to get as much money as he possibly could. We knew this was a possibility going into the trade last year, that he was going to test free agency and that he was going to go to the highest bidder. And it happened, right?
I think we needed to be a little bit more realistic, too, when you think about it. Steve Cohen lost out on Shohei and Yamamoto. I don't think he was going to lose out a third time. I think that the sky was the limit, and Cohen was paying what Cohen was paying for Soto. It didn't matter. If Hal got a chance to match, Soto would have topped it. I think we weren't thinking that way. I think it's just a little bit more realistic now. You got to understand that the Mets, they have the money, they have the bankroll, probably 20 times what the Yankees have. Cohen's got a lot more money, but it's going to be the way it goes. I what Cohen said today, teams can exist. We're going to take people from them. They're going to take people from us. We're still friends at the end of the day. I mean, I don't want to be, I don't know about being friends and all that, but like, got to expect that we're going to lose people to the Mets and we're going to have to try to get people from the Mets. That's the reality of it. That's the future. Get used to it.
Look, I don't buy all this Met fan bravado that they own New York now. You got to win something first. Okay?
Yeah, you got. I can think of 27 reasons why you're not the big brothers of New York. So just shut the fuck up. That's annoying me.
You have to understand something. Yeah, you won a battle here. You Jesus Christ. Oh, my God. I'm going to have to screenshot that later.
It's the truth, though. This is his legacy. Everybody should take pictures of this, repost this. This is his legacy. It's a good marketing ploy. He'll probably make a lot of money. He should have went to Boston. Could have got, well, they're different colors. Robert Kraft should buy the Mets now.
That's true. What was I saying here? I love you. You made me lose my train of thought here. Look, you guys won a battle. You got Juan Soto. This is the first time that Hal and Steve Cohen went toe-to-toe with each other. And, Steve Cohen won. Okay, great. Congratulations. Like, I had Met fans texting me in the middle of the night on Sunday. You got him. I wanted him. You got him. Okay, congratulations. Now you got to win something. Okay? You have to win something here. You know, Steve Cohen, Soto asked Steve Cohen how many World Series he wants in the next 10 years. He said 2 to 4. Start with one. You got to start somewhere, right? We got a super chat here from David Miser. Even at the end of the day, are they better than the Dodgers? And with Ohtani, he never be an MVP, and there's nobody in the AL better than Judge.
That's why I don't understand. That was one of the first things I thought about. Why would he want to go to the National League and go against, like, the Dodgers are assembling, like, the Avengers of baseball? It's outlandish. And he has to play against that.
N-E-Y. That's it. It's what it comes down to, right? So, and this is what I've been trying to kind of convey this message to Met fans all week. Like, no. Like, I'm not going to sit here and
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nothing is off limits as host Sophia Franklin dishes on her personal life, like toxic relationships, dating and hookups, and dealing with insecurities, all with humor and real talk. Find Sophia with an F on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sour and rip you guys and rip Juan Soto, because that's not what it's about. You guys got the player. Congratulations. But understand something. All this other shit is exactly that. It's shit. The sweet, the mean security guards, whatever else, all this other, the family.
The four free premium tickets to each game.
Cut the bullshit, man. If you guys wrote a smaller check than Hal Steinbrenner was prepared to write, he'd be a New York Yankee right now. If the owner of the friggin' Pittsburgh Pirates was going to write a bigger check than anybody, then he'd be a Pittsburgh Pirate right now. I don't know why the Met fans need to make this a whole Yankee versus Met thing. Like, oh, we're nicer. You guys are mean. He picked us. He picked you guys because you had more money. He's not in love with you. He wasn't in love with us. We let ourselves fall in love with a one-night stand. Yankee fans, we let ourselves fall in love with a one-night stand, and we were nothing more than a casual fling, okay? But now what happened is Soto went from his casual fling to a sugar daddy. He don't love you either. He just loves your money. That's all this is. But congratulations, he gets to play for you for the next 15 years. But don't think it's because, oh, Alex Cohen, she's such a sweet person and sold him on family. The Yankees are so mean, and they had their security guard wouldn't let my chef into the clubhouse, and they were mean and so they were rude. Shut the fuck up. Do you not understand how stupid you guys sound when you say that shit?
His dad wanted to bring him food in the clubhouse, and he wasn't allowed in, and he was upset about that. Like,
yeah, and his dad seemed really upset about that when he was on the field with Juan Soto after the Yankees won the pennant. His dad looked really mad about that.
Yeah, it's a little ridiculous.
Give me a fucking break, man. This is the only thing that's really truly pissed me off about this whole process here, is that Met fans can't admit the reason why he's here, because I'll tell you the reason. I love Gerrit Cole. Who's my favorite player on the team?
Gerrit Cole.
Why is Gerrit Cole a New York Yankee?
Money.
Money! Money! I'll never sit there and pretend and tell you that Gerrit Cole signed with the Yankees in the offseason of 2019 for any other reason than money.
Yeah. It's like, and then they break out like his sign from when he was a kid, because it's a good luck. It's a good feeling story.
Yeah,
makes
it's a
you feel
good
a little
story,
warm.
And it's like, oh, he just wanted to be. Yeah, he probably did. But guess what? If the Angels wrote a bigger check, he'd be in Anaheim right now. Like, come on, guys.
It's the truth. It's you don't people jump around jobs all day long to go get more money. We all do it in the rat race. We're all doing it all the time. Why would Juan Soto do anything different? Because we're doing it for tens, $20,000, $30,000. He's doing it for millions.
Well, I leave a job right now getting paid less with more vacation days. I'll tell you. See? Right?
I mean, like, I was offered a job the one day I almost took it. It was for a couple thousand more. And I was going to have to drive an extra 30, 40 minutes. You know what I'm saying? Because we do those things for money. This guy, he's still playing in the same vicinity. It's not like if he bought a house, he could have driven to each one. It would have, you know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have been more than 10 minutes in a different direction. But he's getting millions of dollars more. The problem is Mets fans have nothing to hang on to. We beat them in the World Series. They don't have any fucking nowhere near as many. How many times have the Mets made it to the postseason? How many times have the Yankees made it to the postseason percentage-wise? The Mets have nothing. This is something they finally have on the Yankees. They got a nut. Oh, well, cool. Be humble about it. Don't throw it in my face.
We got a couple super chats here from Ra. What's up, Ra? Yankee front office has to put their big boy pants on and move forward. We don't have to recapture the spirit of the 90s. We are in a new era and need to adjust accordingly. We are the Yankees. And David Meiser back and said, Judge actually took less from the Padres and Giants to come home. Giants offered 400. Yeah, you know, Judge did, but he got $360 million to stay in a place, the only place that he ever knew.
It's,
you know,
comfortable.
It's not, yeah, it's, you know, it is a little bit different in Judge's case, where he was drafted by the Yankees, came through the system, became the face of the team, right?
Yeah, and Soto was never going to be the face of the Yankees. He'd be number two guy, but it's Judge's team. Until Judge is gone, then it could be Soto's, but then who do you know is going to be on the team by then?
Right, so yeah, I guess Judge's scenario is a little bit different, but you know, I don't hold any ill will to Juan Soto for chasing every last dollar. If that's what the man wanted to do, like I said, he is in the top 1% of 1% of people that can actually play professional sports. He earned this right. We shouldn't be mad at him for that.
No, he did the right thing. Ultimately, I mean, now he could go buy, and when he's done, he could probably go buy the fucking Oakland A's after this.
And I'll say this, man, and you know, he was asked after the press conference, what do you have to say about Yankee fans? And he said, thank you. He's like, I appreciate all the love and support you guys gave me through, you know, you guys really showed me, you know. So I do think genuinely, like, he fell in. Look, I guess when I, the whole one night stand comment was towards the team, towards the front office, right? But I think he, I mean, how could he have not felt something for what the love that the fans gave him? Ultimately, it really didn't mean anything, right? But I'm sure he appreciated it. And I'll say this, man, you know, I've seen this take now, oh, game five means nothing. No, game five still means a lot, man. Is it ever going to be what it could have been in Yankee history if Juan Soto had stayed here? No, but I'll never forget that feeling of watching that ball going over the wall, knowing that we are going to the first World Series in 15 years, man. You can't take that away from me because the guy left to go play for the Mets. So, yeah, you know, thank you, Juan. Like, honestly, like, my heartfelt thank you for that, bro. That's a memory that I'll always have, dude. Like, I've been over it on this show before, but, like, he was the catalyst for us getting back to the World Series for the first time in 15 years, man. How could you ever say that doesn't mean anything? Because the dude left. I mean, yeah. You just don't know if this is coming around again.
Yeah, there'll be assholes that boo him when we play them, which is wrong. They shouldn't do that. He should get like a standing ovation. I think I woke my whole neighborhood up when he hit that freaking home run. I never screamed like that before. I think I lost my voice, but you know, like, he gave us a great moment, something that you're gonna remember for a long time.
I kind of got dizzy, lightheaded. And I checked my heart rate was up to 140 after he hit that home run. come on, guys. Like, let's be realistic here. It sucks, man. We all hurt a little bit when we saw that he left, but it doesn't take away that moment, dude. This guy was brought here to do a job, and he did it. I mean, it is what it is, bro. Like, and the other thing that I want to talk about is, like, and you got Muppets like Ben Verlander saying the Padres won the trade. Okay, maybe they did, but the Yankees didn't lose the trade. I'm sorry. That's how I feel. Yeah, it sucks giving up Michael King and Drew Thorpe in a rental, but you went and acquired this rental to get to the World Series. And guess what? He got you there.
He got us there, and if the Yankees played better, we probably would have won the series. That's how I feel about it. Because we lost the series a lot. Not that the Dodgers didn't beat us, but we dropped the ball figuratively and literally. You know what I'm saying? So, like, had everything played out right and everybody played the way they should have, Juan Soto should have gotten us a World Series.
I just don't know how people sit there and look at the trade now that Juan Soto was gone and say, oh, I wouldn't have done it. Because you're ridiculous. Because you had a goal in trading for this guy, and you achieved the goal, like, not the ultimate goal, but you still achieved the goal. You brought a guy here to get you over the hump to the World Series, and that's what happened. Now, you look at this 2024 season, Juan Soto was there every single step of the way. It was him and Judge in the regular season, and then him and Stanton in the postseason. This guy carried the Yankees from April to the end of October. I can never sit there and say that this guy didn't do what he was brought here to do. I have no regrets over this trade whatsoever.
Yeah. You do it 10 times out of 10. You got to go for it.
And that's another thing. People bitch and moan all the time, bro. We've been doing this since 2017. I've seen it all. I've seen and read it all from this fan base. Oh, Cashman doesn't go for it. He never take. This was a huge fucking risk. He took it, and it paid off. You can never get mad at that. I'm sorry. You can't have revisionist history when you don't keep the player either.
No. And then you got people complaining, still saying, get rid of, you know, Hal Steinbrenner. He did everything right. He did everything he was supposed to do. Kudos to him. Kudos to Cashman. They played that right. They weren't given a chance to make the counteroffer, but even if they did, they were not getting Juan Soto. That's what everybody needs to understand, is that nobody did anything wrong here. Everything was done right. You just had a guy that basically has unlimited funds and said, come here. And he's like, okay, come with you. And now here we are. And it's just time to move on. That's all. He did what he was supposed to do. He elevated Judge. He elevated the entire team. He was fun to watch. That's why we all watch baseball, because we enjoy watching it. It's fun to watch.
And Guy Losora in the chat says it was a really fun year, period. Exactly, man. Like, I have, honestly, man, that was one of the most fun years I've ever had watching New York Yankee baseball. And it was because of Juan Soto. I don't know if people thought that I was going to come on here and bash Juan Soto. I don't have an ill feeling towards Juan Soto. I just don't, man. Like, I don't want to, like I said, after the show is over, I don't want to talk about him anymore. I just want to move on and get past it. But I don't have any ill feelings towards the man. He's a grown-ass man. He had the right to do this. He did it. But while he was here, does anybody actually have a complaint about what he gave the New York Yankees? No, you can't. And if you have a complaint about how hard he played or how much he wanted to be in the lineup every day and his desire and want to, then you're lying to yourself. You're just being unfair to the guy because he left.
The only thing that I think he did wrong in this entire thing was take a week to make that decision. When he had all those numbers in front of him, he should have just said, oh, okay, because we know why he went. Like I said, we know why he went there. He should have just made the decision quicker. I hate when these players do that and they hold everything up for that long. Because then you screw everything else up. But, you know, Mets fans, enjoy Clay Holmes and Frankie Montas. Enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you look at things from now of a pure baseball perspective, getting Juan Soto is huge for the Mets. It's obviously going to elevate their lineup. You know, with Francisco Lindor, that's going to be a great 1-2 punch for them. Obviously, this is no shade at Francisco Lindor. I love Francisco Lindor as a player. But it's not Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. It is still a formidable duo to have in that lineup, but they all, you know, with Mark Vientos in there. But, you know, I'm sure they're going to look to bring Pete Alonso back. Pete Alonso probably wants to be a man, probably would take less money to come back to the Mets, but they have no fucking pitching, man.
Yeah.
That's why they can tell you all the vision, Steve Cohen's vision, and they're set up for more success throughout. No, come on, bro.
Who was their best pitcher? Was it Manaea or was it Severino?
Manaea was probably better.
So he's free agent. They don't have him. Severino's gone.
Yeah. So their replacements are Frankie Montas and Clay Holmes. Like, you can't sit there and tell me that, well, Juan Soto was sold on Steve Cohen's vision when the fucking vision is to turn Clay Holmes into their number two starter.
Their legacy.
What fucking legacy? They haven't won.
That's why I laughed. I can't. They could have cardiac.
They haven't won in 38 years. We're sitting here bitching. They haven't won in 15 years. The Mets haven't won in 38 years.
Yeah. I don't know. But when the Clay Holmes thing just gets me, I don't understand why.
That's what that really does baffle me as an outside. And let me read David Meiser's next super chat here. Thank you again, David. I regret the Donaldson trade. We all regret the Donaldson trade. I mean, I would love one person to come up there and say, no, I don't really regret it. Honestly. And it says, a Soto trade, I don't wish we don't do stupid trades if we get better players, not old. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's obviously the point. I get better players here. But let's just to wrap that up, man. Money. That's why he is an Mets. Mets money. That's it. You know, if you Met fans have to tuck yourselves in at night, saying our legacy and Stevie's vision in Alex. Alex is going to make it so much more family friendly, and we don't have any mean security guards. You know what? If that makes you sleep better at night, go right the fuck ahead, dude. Please. It's a fairy tale you tell yourself. You know, you can read Jack and the Beanstalk too while you're at it if you're into fairy tales at bedtime, because that's what it is. Money.
You got one of the guys from WFAN saying that they should build a statue of Juan Soto for opening day.
Yeah, okay. Let's see what
guy hasn't even done anything. Like, what do you, what is this? It's insane. I mean, I think the Yankee fans are pretty, you know, over the head over heels for Juan Soto too. But like, geez, it's really crazy. I don't know. There's Clay Holmes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. There's your vision, bro. That's the vision right there, Clay Holmes.
Clay Holmes and family.
It just baffles me that the Mets are willing to go out there and spend $800 million on one player, right? Which is fine. That's their pride. They can do that. But then they don't want to go out there and spend money on pitching. That their whole idea is to take these guys and turn them into projects.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, listen, if the Mets turn around Clay Holmes, I you know, like, and make him, I'm going to start questioning Yankee pitching development, because Severino was having trouble here, goes there, has an awesome year.
He was having trouble staying healthy is what Severino's problem was. And he had a healthy year last year and he pitched well. So, I mean, good for him.
Clay Holmes. Yeah. I hate that name. I don't like.
I guess maybe he really bonded with Clay Holmes and he would have followed him to the ends of earth.
What
maybe
the hell's the coach's name? It's like, I can't remember his name. He was our coach.
Carlos Mendoza.
Yes. He's like turning the Mets into like the diet Yankees. Harrison Bader, Severino, Clay Holmes, Montas. It's all people that he played with. Like, I don't
know. He didn't play with Bader and Montas.
I thought Bader was there.
No, Bader was there. No, Bader was there in 22 and 23.
But this is Mendoza's first year. But
I thought you meant Soto.
Oh, no. Oh. Mendoza.
Yeah. He had the.
So he's turning into diet Yankees, and Mets fans are so happy with our sloppy seconds.
Well, you know what? They got to be happy with something, man. And you brought up Hal Steinbrenner earlier, and that's what I want to get to now before we talk about plan B here. Like you said, man, how could you be mad at Hal Steinbrenner? We talked about how Steinbrenner's legacy was on the line here in this negotiation. And you know what, dude? When you offer a guy $760 million to play for your baseball team, I can't get mad at you. I really can't.
No. And if they actually said, like, listen, I wish somebody would have said to him, if he asked for a suite and they said, we're paying you $760 million to buy your own fucking suite, I'd have more respect. You know, like, that's awesome.
They pretty much did tell him that.
Well, that's because that's ridiculous. You're making $760 million, and he did everything the right way. Everyone says, oh, he's not George. He's not George. He's not going to be George. He's his own person. I'm not my dad. You're not yours. We all are going to be different people. He's going to run the team the way he wants to run the team. And what he did with Soto, spot on perfect. He got us Judge back. We have the best player in baseball. Cut the guy some friggin' slack. We could want all we want, but we can't always have everything we want. It's like dealing with your kids sometimes. You got to understand, the guy doesn't have unlimited money. He went out, he got us, he secured Judge for us forever. He went out and he got us Cole. Now he whiffed on one. Okay, come on.
I wouldn't even call
a whiff. It's not even a whiff. It's just.
No,
cut the guy some slack.
Look, man, that was a wild, a lot. You know, I don't think it was the majority of people, but there were some Hal's cheap takes after this. How can you call a guy cheap that offered one player $760 million? Yeah. Bro, there's a lot. There's a lot of you. You maybe you won't admit it now, but there was a lot of you that thought he wasn't even going to sniff the type of money that it was going to take to get Juan Soto here.
You shouldn't even call it $760 million. You should say $750 million, because that puts in perspective how friggin' big of a number that is. $750 million. That's money that I'll just take a wild guess and say that me, you, and everybody listening to this podcast won't even come to $250 million. You know what I'm saying? Like, how much money that is.
Look, I got no beef with Hal Steinbrenner, man. And then he went out and he turned around and they got Max Fried the next day. And they gave him, and they knew what it was going to take to get Max Fried. Max Fried wanted the largest guarantee for a left-handed pitcher. And he got it. And the Yankees gave it to him. And how could, again, You know, my whole problem with Hal Steinbrenner through his tenure as the owner of the New York Yankees is that he won't get rid of Brian Cashman.
Yeah.
My problem has never been with what Hal Steinbrenner spends. It's how, it's who he hires to spend that money. That's always been my problem with Hal Steinbrenner. And like I've been saying, you know, this is Hal's legacy, right? The Soto negotiations. And I think he lived up to it, man. I got no heat with Hal Steinbrenner. I think he did everything in his power and he did everything the right way. And if a suite really held up this deal, then fuck Juan Soto, man. And what else do you want me to say, dude? I don't believe that to be the case. But the Yankees were right in saying, like, Aaron Judge doesn't have a suite here. Derek Jeter doesn't have a suite here. We're not giving you a suite, dude. We're giving you $760 million.
Yeah.
So, no, dude, I don't have any beef with Hal Steinbrenner, man. Now we turn our attention to, you know, it's no longer what Hal's legacy is. It's what Brian Cashman's legacy is. How do you replace the irreplaceable? Now Brian Cashman's legacy is on the line. This is his legacy offseason here. How do you get the Yankees back to the World Series after losing Juan Soto? And I think they took a step in the right direction by signing Max Fried.
No.
What were you going to say?
Oh, he's got the lowest ERA in the past five years.
I forget what the...
I think he's number one. I think Burns is two, and I think on the list Cole is eight. I mean, the guy's a good pitcher.
Since 2019, it's Cole. I forget how it was. It was either since 2019, Fried has the lowest ERA, and then since 2020, it's Cole and Fried, or vice versa. But, I mean, the guy's got a career 3.07 ERA. He does have some health concerns that go along with it, but what wouldn't be a Yankee free agent pitcher without having those health concerns? I like the move, man. Obviously, I've always... David, again, bro. Deep pockets, like the Steve Cohen of Super Chats over here. I feel we get Bellinger... I feel we can sign him longer when his contract is over. His dad was here and respects Judge since 2017. I mean, I'm not worried about extending Cody Bellinger right now. I mean, I would just love to get him in here, play first base, you know, and hit 25, 30 home runs. I mean, that's all I'm really worried about right now. Max Fried, right? I get side, you know, when I get sidetracked, I forget things. Don't you guys, you know, I'm old, man. I forget shit. Look, I really do. Like, I love Corbin Burns. I would have preferred Corbin Burns, but I'm not mad about Max Fried at all. I think this is a great pivot for the Yankees. Obviously, it doesn't fix the main problem here is that they need to replace, you know, a 989 OPS and 40 home runs in this lineup, but I mean, you make a strength even stronger here, and you look at this rotation as it is right now with Cole, Fried, Heel, Rodon, Schmidt. You're looking at it, if the Yankees don't trade anybody out of that top five, Clark Schmidt, you're fucking number five? That's the best rotation in the American League. I don't want to hear any argument about it.
Yeah. You said the same thing, though, when we got Rodon.
This is deeper and better.
I know, but like, it's just, I don't know. I'm a glass half empty kind of guy, I guess.
Yeah, I can see that here.
The glass is fucking dirty. I'm not drinking this kind of guy, so.
But I'm very excited about the prospects of this rotation right now.
Yes, all as you should be.
And you know what? I wanted Rodon here because he was the biggest name out there after the Yankees re-signed Judge. But there's also a lot of risks. Another guy that was never really truly healthy, and he banked it off of really two. He got paid off of two really good seasons. You know, he had a walk year, great season with the Chicago White Sox, got the money from the Giants, opted out after a really great season, got the money from the Yankees. And I mean, I think last year... Okay, New York sports fan, 12, deeper and better. AO, oh, yeah, okay. Okay, deeper and better. That's what she said.
Deeper and better.
Yeah, but what's the rotation if they trade for Kyle Tucker and they get rid of Heal?
Who's your number five then? My number five is Walker Buehler or Jack Flaherty. But as I was going to get to that in a second, because I just want to make this point about Rodon. I think Rodon last year is closer to what he's probably going to be. A guy that pitches close to a 4 ERA, shows signs of brilliance, and then pukes on himself half the other half of the time. But you know, it was a move that had to be made in that offseason. I don't regret it. But it is what it is. I don't think he's. You know, we were hoping that he was going to be that co-ace to Gerrit Cole, but he's not. It's not going to happen. He really is a two-pitch pitcher. You know, everything kind of plays off that fastball for him, you know, and that slider. You know, Max Fried's got a way better pitch mix. He's going to age a lot better than, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to age a lot better than Carlos Rodon because he doesn't really have to live off of that fastball. I'm excited to see him pitch for the Yankees. I really am. I think this is, like I said, I think this is a really good signing for the Yankees. And it's just, you know, where do they go to get the, guys in the chat are saying he's got 7 pitches. I'm excited to see all of them, man. I think this guy is really good. Where do the Yankees go to replace this offense? You know, Cody Bellinger is a nice piece, but he's not the replacement. The Yankees needed a first baseman with or without Juan Soto. That's indisputable. They had to go out there and get somebody whether or not Juan Soto came back or not, right? They had to do that. Now Juan Soto's not here. It just makes that hole even bigger, okay? That's what, right? Is that another, that's what she said? Okay, can you say that? But, so is Cody Bellinger the guy? Yeah, he's among the guys, right? I would say. You know, the Yankees were hot for Christian Walker, and then they cooled off. You know, apparently, from what I was reading, is that they were hung up on a third year, and then the Yankees got cold feet because they already lost draft picks because Fried had the qualifying offer attached to him, and so does Walker. Again, like, I don't know why we're even thinking about those friggin' things right now. So you'd rather trade for somebody and trade prospect capital than trade draft picks? I mean, it's all the same bullshit. It really is. So I don't get that part of it. Now, Jack Curry was saying that they can revisit talks down the road. Just, you know what? Right now, Cody Bellinger seems most likely. I know Carlos Santana is another name that's out there. You probably pick him up on a 1-year deal and then kind of go after somebody in the chat can tell me his name. I can't think of it off the top of my head. The big first baseman from Japan that's supposed to come over next year. Can't think of his name at the moment.
I don't. The Suzuki guys always keeps popping in my brain.
So he's a guy that I know a lot of Yankee fans have been excited. Murakami is a guy that people have been excited about for a couple of years now. Maybe that's the route the Yankees go. Carlos Santana is a guy that can still have a little bit of pop, especially with the short porch, and he's going to play a good first baseman for a good first base for you. Maybe that's the route you want to go and then take a run at Murakami next year. So who knows? But obviously, first base is an issue for the Yankees. And then, like I said, what is the dream right now? Like, last offseason, we knew Juan Soto was really available. And we knew that was the guy that the Yankees had to go out there and get. And they went out there and got him. Now, is Kyle Tucker truly available? And it would seem that he is. Now, are the Cubs the favorites? I don't know. Maybe they are, maybe they're not. But if the Yankees have to put Luis Gil in this deal, it is, honestly, man. After trading Michael King for a rental last year, the Yankees trading Luis Gil for another rental would really, really sting.
Yeah. I don't know. You kind of almost have to do it, though, because if you're building a team around Judge and Cole and all that, they're unlimited. You're on a timeline here. You got to get it done. You got to live in the moment. Heal might be great. He's got a lot of upside. You know what? You know, you don't know.
He did just win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, so it's like, do you want to trade him away? But you, what do you want? You want to have stability, or you want to go out and win a freaking championship? You want to do it with Judge and Cole? You got to get rid of him, and you got to start making the trades, and it's gonna sting. And you just
go ahead. I'll leave.
You go for Tucker. You gotta do your best to lock him up for the season. Don't let him get the free agency. You know, that's always, that would be the dream, but the price tag is gonna be enormous. It's trading
as it should be. I mean, the guy's one. I would put him in at least top 15. He's a top 15 player right now, Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
But if Kyle Tucker would agree to an extension, what it doesn't sound like he is, because why would he? Juan Soto just got 760. I'm sure Kyle Tucker is a year older than Juan Soto, so he can go out there and get a bag next offseason. Probably more than the Yankees would be willing to offer him right now. I'm not saying he's going to get 760, but could probably maybe put 400 is not out of the question. Guy's 27, 28 years old with his skill set. So if that was the case, or if you had even a second year of control on Kyle Tucker, trading Luis Gil is a no-brainer. I'm just saying that it's a risky proposition trading another potential ace for a rental outfielder.
Yeah, I just looked up. He's 27 years old.
Yeah.
So, no, you texted me before about it, and I was like, I don't know. You have to do it, but like, you don't like doing it. It's like one of those things. No.
But at the same time, with a guy like Walker Buehler, who I think is going to maybe he was ace level before he had Tommy John. I don't know if maybe he won't get there, but
he had two Tommy Johns, didn't he?
I don't know if he had. I know he
I think
was
he had
coming.
Two Tommy Johns. I could be wrong.
Who?
You're only supposed to get stronger after you get that done, isn't it? So he
who had two Tommy Johns? Walker Buehler?
I thought he had two Tommy Johns.
I know he definitely had one. That's where he was coming back from last season. That's why his numbers were so bad in the regular season. But I think Walker Buehler is definitely a guy that you could definitely sign for maybe 1, 2, 3 years with an opt-out, let him prove himself this year. And I think that you'd get a big return on him. He looked fine in the postseason. So with guys like that, or even a guy like Jack Flaherty, we know the Yankees were interested in him. I don't know
He had two Tommy John surgeries.
Walker Buehler did?
Yeah, Walker Buehler. Happy, healthy Buehler returns after nearly 2 years. Right-hander makes first start since 2002 after undergoing second Tommy John surgery.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So with a guy, and also with a guy like Jack Flaherty out there, like I said, we know the Yankees were interested in him. They almost had a deal done with him with the Tigers at the deadline, but they backed out for medicals. And obviously, they were wrong on that. You know, he was fine down the stretch for the Dodgers. So those are guys that I would look at signing to replace Heel in this. And the reason why I'm not even bringing up Nestor Cortez or Marcus Stroman is because I'm done with both of them. I know for a fact the Yankees are done with Marcus Stroman. There's no way the Yankees are bringing Marcus Stroman back next year. Not at $18 million. And now that he's got a not that he has a vesting option if he hits 140 innings. So I can't see that being a situation the Yankees want to get themselves in next year.
He's a gimmick. I don't know.
Yeah, and he's not very good either.
He's not. He pitches the corner, sit there, wait for your pitch. Crack it out of here. You're good. Go. Move on. Nestor sucks. Because Nestor was a gimmicky pitcher. He was good when they didn't have the pitch clock. So they did the pitch clock. He's brushed, and he's just not the same.
And I don't mind having Nestor on the team next year, but he's your six-star. He's insurance. He's a guy you keep in the bullpen. If he doesn't like it, then tell him to just go home.
He's not your World Series Game 1 reliever?
No, definitely not.
Oh.
You know, he's another guy for the last 2 or 3 years now, I think dating back to at least 2022, he has not been able to finish the season healthy. So why would you rely on him to be healthy in 2025?
Why would they re-sign Loaisaka when he's never healthy?
I guess they had to steal one from the Mets. I don't know. Yankees did re-sign Jonathan Loaisaka yesterday, 1-year deal with a team option for 2026. He's not going to even be ready to pitch until the end of April. So, I mean, look, here's the thing with Jonathan Loaisaker, right? When he's on, when he's healthy, he's disgusting. Problem is, the guy's pitching 17 innings in the last 2 years, or 19, somewhere between 17 and 19 innings in the last 2 years. You can't stay on the mound. And that's the problem with Jonathan Loaisaker. Other than that, I mean, it's he's a nice piece for the bullpen, but he's not even going to be ready until the end of the season, until the end of April. So what's that going to look like? When is he really going to be in shape and ready to go? I don't know. I would have looked elsewhere, to be honest with you. There's plenty of relievers out there on the open market.
Yeah, otherwise, I don't understand that one. It's like, we tried it. Why are we trying it again? It's like sticking the fork in the electrical outlet, getting shocked, and then going back for seconds.
But at this point, going back to Kyle Tucker here, if the Yankees had to include Luis Gil in this deal, it's a major risk, man. And there was no price you couldn't pay to get Juan Soto last year, and we really should be in that same boat this year. You cannot take a step back. And if it ends up costing you Luis Gil, I guess fuck it, man.
Yeah, it's nerve wracking too, because it's the Astros. Because then what happens when it's Gil that knocks us out of the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing that we have to consider here, is that you can send Michael King to San Diego Padres, because if you have to worry about Michael King, that's a good problem to have, because it means you're facing him in the World Series. Not that, you know, Gil can be a pain in your ass throughout the course of the season and the postseason.
Yeah, because when he's on, he's filthy. I like watching him pitch, though. Who? He gets me excited. Gil, I love watching him pitch.
No, he's great. He's a great pitcher. We've been saying it for how long now? All the guy has to do is learn how to consistently throw strikes. He's got the stuff to be an ace in Major League Baseball.
It's the intensity. Like, when I watch him, you could feel it. It was like the same thing with Severino. You see it. Like, the guy wants to be good. He's out there. Not that nobody else is. You see it, though, on Gil's face. That's why I get excited. And when he throws oh my God, the movement on, I love it. I love watching Gil pitch. He's probably my favorite pitcher on the team right now.
But you can see why Houston would want him in any deal for Kyle Tucker. But, you know, apparently, I don't know, Pete was bringing this up before we came on, is that they want Dominguez and Gil?
Yeah, now you kiss my ass.
I mean, that's more than what you gave up to get Juan Soto, and that's where I tell you to and that's when I tell you to kiss my ass here.
That's them being assholes. Listen, we're looking, they're set, but we're buying, they're selling. They have the right to ask for whatever they want. Just the Yankees need to be smart enough at a certain point to walk away.
The biggest roadblock for me for any trade for Kyle Tucker is the fact that it is the Astros, and I think that they still think that they're going to compete in the American League next year. So they're going to, obviously, we always talk about the Yankee tax, and while I don't always think that's a real thing, I think it's going to be a thing on a trade for Kyle Tucker.
Well, it is, but it should be. Just like there should be an Astros tax if we were giving something to them. You know what I'm saying? It's the way it should be.
Well, we traded Caleb Ferguson there at the deadline last year. They have done business. You know what Brian Cashman needs to do? He just needs to apologize for all the bullshit he talked about the 2017 Astros, and maybe they would, lighten up a little bit.
Yeah, let it go at this point. Yeah, he goes. I mean, well, I say let it go, but you're sitting there saying Judge is a three-time MVP winner. So
he is a three-time MVP winner.
You're still doing it too.
I'm not letting that go. I don't think the Yankees lost the pennant in 2017 because of the cheating, but Judge is a three-time MVP. Just look at the numbers. He outperformed Altuve in everything except for batting average and strikeouts.
Yeah, I don't get that. I want to fight Altuve. He's my size. I feel like I could win.
I think you could win. Yeah, you got that garbage man strength too.
I would. I would put him in a garbage can, motherfucker. He was garbage. He would. Yeah, he could come work with me.
He'd fit
in garbage. I got plenty cans for him to bang on that shit.
He'd fit in a garbage can, right?
Yeah, easily. 42 gallon, no problem. He fit right in one. Douchebag.
So we'll have to sit here and wait and see as we kind of close out the show here. Nothing is broken. We were hoping maybe a little Bellinger news. See, now everything's interconnected here, right? The Yankees need to get Cody Bellinger. They need to get Kyle Tucker. And I think that I don't think that one precludes the other, right? Except for the fact that the Cubs are the other team involved with the Astros.
Yeah.
Do the Yankees pull a trigger on a Cody Bellinger trade and send them something that the Astros would say, oh, yeah, that sweetens the pot for us?
Yeah, and like three, make like a three-way trade?
I don't know, but we'll wait and see here. I don't think that's the case. I think, honestly, if the Yankees have anything the Astros want, I don't think they'd be offering it in a trade for Cody Bellinger.
No.
But at the end of the day, as optimistic as we want to get again about Kyle Tucker, I just don't know how realistic it is because, like I said, I think because it is one of your big rivals in the American League, it's going to be hard. You're not dumping Caleb Ferguson on them. This is a major, major blockbuster trade that you're going to trade a potential ace plus to get a rental. And that's what Kyle Tucker is going to be, a rental.
Yeah. No, it's...
But I'll tell you this right now. You look at... And again, people thought it was crazy, myself included, that when Jeff Passan said Yankees losing Juan Soto, they could actually be better. Okay, Max Fried is here. That's part one. You go and trade for Kyle Tucker. You go and trade for Cody Bellinger. You bring in a Walker Buehler to replace, you know, Luis Gil. You're better.
Yeah.
Welcome to the U, new subscriber. Okay, you're better.
Yeah, if they play their cards right, everything falls in line. They're a better team.
So we'll have to wait and see. But the Yankees are still in a position here where they have to improve this team. They have to improve this offense. They need a first baseman. They need an outfielder. I think the infield will shake itself out. You know, do you want to really go out there? I don't. You know. Yesterday was a big talking point. The interest is real, I'm not touching Alex Bregman. I have no interest in him.
I just don't like the guy.
Personal feelings aside, I don't think that contract is going to age well for the Yankees.
No.
So I wouldn't touch him.
I'd like to see him get a third baseman. I want to see Jazz play second. I feel like Jazz can move into second. It's going to elevate Volpe a little bit. I feel like some of the errors that Volpe had was him trying to overplay to come up for Nestor. Glaber's shortcomings. You know what I'm saying? I think adding somebody that could help him out there.
I don't know if you want to spite sign Pete Alonso. Maybe
I've been thinking ahead. About it left and right. I would probably just do it just to be a prick. And then I'll actually get on my ex Twitter account and start twatting out there all the FU Mets players. I'll go get an Alonso jersey.
So everybody made a big deal about this, that Juan Soto at the press conference today said that he didn't speak to any of his former Yankee teammates since the end of the World Series, and Andy Martino posted, he said, context, he wasn't made available to talk to players from teams involved very much, if at all. So I'm guessing that's some type of, I don't know what the tampering thing, I don't know.
Well, Judge did an interview too, and they asked him about it. And he said he didn't talk to him. He just leave the guys alone at that point. You know.
But then I don't know why. But that's weird too. Because then why would Francisco Lindor be allowed to sit in on a meeting?
Yeah,
Look, if anybody really thinks that a phone call from Aaron Judge would have changed this thing, then you're delusional. It is what like we said. It is what it is. It's over with. He's gone. Now we move forward. Like Brian Cashman said. No retreat, no surrender, okay?
No, yeah. When I go on vacation, if the guys at work call me, don't fucking bother me. Do you think that Juan Soto want to be called by Aaron Judge every day to talk him into going to the Yankees?
Probably not.
They just spent 180 games together. I think they were good. Plus spring training. I think they were good.
Like you really don't think that Juan Soto is smart enough to realize what Aaron Judge meant to him and him to Aaron Judge. Like, come on now, guys. Like,
they're just hoping that that Francisco Lindor is going to be able to do it for him.
Yeah, Francisco Lindor is a great player, man. I don't doubt that they'll be great together.
His contract's long too.
Yeah, he's going to be there for a long time. And Crackle Nuts, what's up, man? We said no I'm too white to say that for Soto. What will we no Te Vias to Soto? What will we say to Kyle Tucker so we don't go cause that? Am I stupid or something? We said no Te Vias for Soto. What will we say to Kyle Tucker so he don't go? Cause that shit didn't work for Soto. And Chris, you're looking good, my guy. Thank you, Crackle Nuts. I don't know. We'll have to come up with something for Kyle Tucker. I don't know. We'll have to think of something. What would rhyme?
With Kyle Tucker?
Tucker.
The motherfucker.
We love you, motherfucker.
Kyle Tucker, the titty sucker. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
What rhymes with? That's the only thing that rhymes with Tucker.
All right, you're right. Okay.
I know what pissed me off. The Mets fans saying, I heard them calling yesterday or whatever, saying, making fun of Star Wars, calling him Obi-Wan Kenobi. Don't fuck up my Star Wars, Mets people.
Okay, you could talk for that about 4 hours.
Leave my fucking Star Wars alone.
I don't know. I have no clue what that means.
I'm looking at you people that are making fun of my Star Wars. Also.
So, you know what, Brian Cashman, now, like, what would Hal Steinbrenner, with this whole Juan Soto free agency, Yankee for life didn't happen, but he said, I can do whatever I want, and he proved it. He really could have done whatever he wanted. He wanted Juan Soto. He put his nuts on the table and did everything that he could to bring him back, right? It didn't work out, but not through any fault of Hal Steinbrenner, and I'll fight anybody that wants to tell me differently, okay? Now, you're the one saying, no retreat, no surrender. Max Fried is one. What's next? And I have three fingers up because we need two more players in here. Cody Bellinger and Kyle Tucker. And if it's not going to be Kyle Tucker, how do you feel the hole in the outfield? And I don't even want to think. I don't even want to think about Trent Grisham starting anywhere on this team on opening day. Honestly, please no.
Oswaldo.
Bro, do you know that I had to block this guy on TikTok? Because every video that I made about Juan Soto, he would reply, let him walk and play Oswaldo Cabrera in left field. Dude,
he probably wants him to re-sign Rizzo, too.
It's like people don't remember what happened. The reason why we had to trade Michael King and Drew Thorpe for Juan Soto is because we experimented with Oswaldo Cabrera, the left fielder, and it didn't work out so well.
He's not terrible.
No, he's fucking terrible.
He's not terrible.
He's not an everyday player, I'll tell you that much.
He's not an everyday player, but he's not. There's worse people.
Yeah, Crackle Nuts. Yes, don't give me Spanish. I'll tell you guys a story, right? In pretty sure it was college. I had a language requirement. So I took Spanish because I took Spanish in high school. So I said, I'll just continue this. So part of the final or whatever is you had to give like a 5-minute oral presentation in front of everybody solely in Spanish. And you had to say certain words and, you know, all this bullshit or whatever. And I did it. I did everything to the letter and I got a C-. And I asked the professor, I said, why did I get a C-? And she said, you sounded too white. I'm fucking white. I'm an Italian kid from North Jersey. What the fuck am I supposed to sound like?
I don't know. Funny story. Christian told his high school Spanish teacher.
Can't talk about that on here. That'll get kicked off. Okay.
Well, that Spanish teacher failed me when I went to school after him.
We have different last names, so don't even try.
She knew you were my cousin, and she failed me. Thank you. It's your fault. Ass.
Yes. That was good. Yes. She wanted me to sit in a circle. I told her there was only a certain activity that I do in circles, and she told me to go see a disciplinarian.
Then I got to her class, and it's the only class I've ever failed in my life.
Sounds like a you problem.
It was me, but you started it.
You know what? If you got to blame me for something, blame me for it. All right. So we want to thank everybody for being in the chat here tonight as we wait. What's next for the Yankees? No retreat, no surrender. Like another famous person said, it's not about how hard you can hit; it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. So now the Yankees have to keep moving forward. Life without Juan Soto has begun. Max Fried is here, and who's next? As we wait and see here, I got my fingers crossed for Max Fried. Max Fried, we already got him. For Kyle Tucker, but we'll wait and see here because, again, we really didn't think Kyle Tucker was going to be available. That's why we were so trepidatious about losing Juan Soto. Because where do we go from here? Now we got this pipe dream of Kyle Tucker in our head. And it's like, where do we go from here if we don't get Kyle Tucker? Because, again, these names aren't that sexy, but we'll wait and see. This is your legacy offseason, Brian Cashman. You got to get it done here. So if you're in the chat, we want to thank you here, and if you haven't hit the like button, please do so. Subscribe to NYYU. We are over 40,000 subscribers. Thank you very much. We appreciate it so, so much. And if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, please leave us a 5-star rating review. Subscribe to the NYYST podcast and tell us, tell everybody that you know that we are the official Yankee podcast of Odyssey. We want to thank you for listening and watching to episode 440 of the NYYST podcast. Sem, say goodbye.
Adios. Can't make a promise, but I do my best. 25 sitting on 25 racks. Just got started, and we ain't done yet. But a new crib, that's a goddamn flex. Sign that check. Told them last year that I've been up next. Can't take calls, but I send that text. From way downtown, but it's just still wet.